Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yeah, let's do it, girl.
All right. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Bachelor Blab. I'm Jackie Maroney here with Aaron McNaught, and I have a lot to say, and I just feel like so much has happened in the past 2 days, but wow, 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 wow.
Wow, 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 wow is right. I feel like up until about 20 minutes ago, I was so fine and like loving everything. And then about 20, maybe 25 minutes ago, I lost it all.
I'm just questioning everything I knew to be true at this point, because I was a firm believer. I literally gave a presentation to everyone at work saying, I think the final two is going to be Ben and Zach C, but inevitably Tayshia's going to pick Ben because he fits better with her lifestyle and Zach C will be heartbroken. And now,
I think it was so, like, I just think we should jump right into it because this is obviously the big thing on our minds, and then we can go back over like the other small things. But I think what was so hard to watch about it was we as viewers, it's like that thing that happens in romantic comedies when you as a viewer know that the two characters love each other, but they're being stupid idiots and they're not telling each other. And that's exactly what just happened in the episode. But unfortunately, this is not a romantic comedy. I was sitting on my couch screaming at the TV, turn the car around, turn around.
Well, that's what I was about to ask you. Do you think he's going to come back? I feel like there's no way he doesn't come back.
So in my heart, I want to believe that he comes back because I am still not believing that it's not Ben in the end. Like, I thought it was going to be Ben as number one.
Yeah.
But the way, if that was something that was going to happen, they would tease it in the trailers in some way. They would not let something that dramatic go unteased.
I agree with you. Like, logically, I do agree with you. But then on one hand, I'm like, well, yeah, maybe they learned from all the stupid spoilers that they ruined in the past that they shouldn't do that.
The first stage of grief is denial. So I think that that's where we're in. And bargaining also. So I think that's where I'm living right now.
Yeah, but like I feel though a little bit relieved because you know my feelings on Zach C. And I was preparing for like the inevitable gut-wrenching heartbreak. And now I'm like, oh, so Zach C wins. Like there's no doubt in my mind that Ivan or Brendan even have a chance. I literally almost fell asleep during their hometowns. I thought it was so boring, like compared to the chemistry and charisma of Zach C.
It's so interesting because as I was watching him closely tonight, he's a very interesting fellow. His mannerisms are very unique. And it's so interesting to hear because his family seems to describe him as a pretty subdued, serious type person. But I feel that the Zach C we've seen has been this kind of animated, over the top. He's pulling her into fountains. He's like, blah, blah, blah. Like he's kind of like a weirdo, which I love. But it's just the Zach C that we're seeing is not who his family kind of described. And is that all Tayshia?
I think so. Yeah. Like,
because then wrap it up. That's a love story, baby, right there.
I really think given what we know about his past, given what we've seen of his Instagram account, like that man is here for the right reasons. And I really think he's in love.
Yes, I think so too. You know, I love B Money so much, but I really thought he wasn't getting the rose tonight. I think he's so sweet. He is going to make some lucky lady so happy and be a wonderful husband and father. I just don't think that it's Tayshia. I just don't think that she has the chemistry with him that she has with Zach or honestly with Ivan. Her and Ivan seem to have this very, I feel like I was sleeping on their relationship a little bit, but they do seem to have this very comfortable, laid back relationship.
Yeah, no, they do.
So I don't know. I thought it was definitely Brendan was not getting the rose dropped.
I know.
With Ben. Because all he had to do was say to her, I love you. That's all. I'm falling in love with you. That's all he had to do.
But also, you know what I did write down at the end of his hometown? This was like right before he like didn't say it at the very last second of their hometown date. Ben, here, I'm going to find actually in my notes because I wrote down the exact wording. Ben said to Tayshia, oh, I got weirdly emotional. And Tayshia said, that's not weird. like, that's normal. Like, you should be getting emotional. Like, she didn't say that part. She said, well, that's not weird, end quote. And then I'm paraphrasing to be like, she was like, no, this is an emotional thing. Like, you should feel emotional about it. And then I wrote down, Ben isn't ready and needs to do more work on himself. And that's kind of when I was like,
that's okay, what I wrote down.
Actually, maybe there's hope for my boy, Zach C, but I really still thought Ben was going to be top two because he was the only other one that Tayshia said that she was falling in love with. She hasn't said that about Ivan or Brendan.
No. That was what I said. It's almost painful. The whole Ben thing is so painful because this is a guy who has done so much work on himself and has opened up so much. The problem is that he just is not, if somebody else has to tell you that you're in love with someone, like when I watched that, I was like, this is so sweet, so sweet and so cute. I was going to say cute and sweet at the same time. Mm-hmm. Make up my own word, like gruel. But anyways, okay, sorry. I got on a Mean Girls tangent. If somebody has to tell you that you're in love, I don't know. If I was Tayshia and I only knew what Tayshia knew at that point, her sending him home is completely valid because I think that she has the strongest at this point feelings for him and she was tired of being disappointed by him. Why are you, if he's just going to hurt you every time he opens his mouth and says nothing, send his ass home.
Yeah, I agree with that. With a slight disagree in that part of me was like, well, maybe she's realizing that the two strongest relationships here are Ben and Zach, but she just knows now at this point, like Ben's not ready for this. Like he's not going to get where I need him to be. I am picking Zach. So she sent Ben home now so that the decision is so much more clear and so much easier when she finally has to propose to Zach.
Or guess, that like, would be
close to her or whatever.
That would be very strategic gameplay.
That's not a bad idea. Granted, like I should stop saying these like absolute statements because
I love that.
But I'm like, there's no way in the world that Ivan or Brendan ends up with Tayshia at the end of this. I would bet my firstborn child.
You also said there's no way in the world that Ben's not the winner because of all of his musical edits.
I know.
But I love your absolute statements. I stand by you. That was really hard. It was hard to watch. I just can't even get over how difficult to watch it was. Probably top three most heartbreaking things I've ever seen on this show.
That was one of the first times in quite a long time, maybe ever, I was genuinely surprised by a rose ceremony.
Genuinely surprised.
Like both me and Dan audibly gasped. It was like out of control. And I will say just in general about this season, if we want to start talking about things from last night and other things from this episode, this is the first season that I've actually felt genuinely invested in the well-being of the characters. And by the characters, I mean Tayshia, number one. I like genuinely like her and I genuinely feel that she is ready for something like that. Like I also really liked Hannah Brown, but I was like, she's 24, she's young, she's figuring herself out. Like with Tayshia, I feel that like a true love is going to happen here. And I really like her as a person. And I feel invested. I also feel very invested in Zach C and less so about the other ones. But when I thought it was between Zach C and Ben for a while, I was like feeling deep feelings of like, no, I'm going to like be mad if this doesn't go the way I want it to. And I haven't felt that way about this show literally ever. I think it's like funny by the end. And I'm like, who cares?
Right. No, this is definitely the greatest top four I have ever seen. Caitlin Bristow is trying to say that her top four was the last one that was this good. No, Nick was in that and he was a jerk then. So no.
True.
Yeah. I truly believe this is like the best top four we've ever seen. They are all wildly well liked by the people of Bachelor Nation. Like everyone loves them. I saw so many tweets tonight about how like, Tayshia, it's okay. You could be the first polygamous bachelorette. We support you. Just pick all four. Every time there's been a rose ceremony, I felt nervous. Last night, I felt so nervous because these have been my top four. This was the top four I said weeks ago and I called it. And you were like, there's no way that that's going to be the top four because something dramatic is going to happen. So when it came down to Noah and Bennett, and I think Brendan was the last one to
get Yeah. He was the last one called yesterday.
I was hyperventilating.
I know.
I was so nervous that we were going to have to put up with some BS, but we do not. We just get straight up wonderful men.
And I honestly think that goes to show a lot about Tayshia's readiness. Like, she's not picking, like, the fucking douchebag that she feels that she needs to convince that, like, he should love her. Like, we don't have a Luke from Hannah B's season or anything like that. Like, Tayshia is so confident. And I think that's why we have such amazing guys, because she's not, she's just sure of herself. And I think as you get older, you don't put up with, or you lose that, like, need to feel validated by the fucking douchebag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just love Tayshia so much.
I know. Very happy with her. Okay, so let's, now that we've talked about the big drums,
yeah,
which I'm sure we'll loop back to again and again because, oh, wow. Wow. Shocking.
Wow. I know.
We have to travel all the way back to Monday night, classic bachelorette night. At first, I was mad about there being two nights because, I mean, not that I'm doing anything else. I'm still quarantined at home. My test was negative, though, so.
Oh, yay.
Hooray. Yay. But still quarantined at home. So it's not like I had anything else to do, but I just felt really mad at The Bachelor for requiring me to be on my couch watching TV at a certain time on two nights, which I don't know what this year has done to me. Like, the bar is very low for what plans I have on the calendar, and having two things on the calendar in 1 week was, like, overwhelming. So is anyone else feeling that way?
It's a lot of show. You know what I mean? The fact that, like,
because it's 4 hours
this week watching. Yeah. Like, I can't even watch them. I think 3 hours is too long for any movie. I don't care how many, like, Academy Awards it's won. So the fact that I regularly sign up to watch 4 hours of The Bachelor is psychotic.
Yes, that is a good point, because I can't even, especially lately, but just this year in general, I can't really binge TV like I used to be able to binge TV. I can watch 2 hour long episodes of something maximum. I already don't watch movies because they're too long. Like, I put on The Holiday the other night, which is my favorite Christmas movie. I got halfway through and I was like, I can't even sit here anymore. I just can't watch TV.
Well, we do so much.
Am I 80 years old?
No, I think it's in, I felt the same way in quarantine too. And we just do so much on not our own terms, like sitting inside, that, like, to me, once the weekend rolls around, like, it's not a luxury to be able to sit inside and, like, watch the shows that I want to watch. And if I had been going to work and had a busy week, that would be, like, something to look forward to. And now it's just not. I already spend so much time sitting and looking at screens. That's, like, the last thing I want to do.
Yeah. All I want to do these days is just read. Because obviously it's cold outside. But I just, like, I can sit and read for 4 hours and feel fine. But trying to watch TV.
Reading is different, I think, from
screens.
Yeah. Okay. So back in time, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there was Monday night.
There was Monday night. And we start off... why am I doing a recap? I started holding the microphone
I love that you are taking charge of this episode. I am addicted to it.
I haven't had human contact in so long.
Then go off.
Forget how to be a person.
Lead the episode, please, with all
Okay, so respect. We go all the way, we travel back to Monday night at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we happen upon a Riki ceremony with Blake Moynes. And all of us say to ourselves in our head, he's still here. What did you think?
I thought his one-on-one was incredibly boring and I was just waiting for him to get sent home. Like we had said the week before, I'm like, oh, he, again, there was no doubt in my mind that he was getting a hometown date. But I was actually shocked at how upset Tayshia was in sending him home. Sorry, it's like taking me a minute to like remember everything that happened. That just surprised me. I really had never seen them show any deeper connection. And not only that, because I think sometimes people can get swept up in the moment and like she was just crying a lot maybe because he was really upset or she just felt bad. But then went in the mental all later on, there was still some like deep emotion there from both of them. I was like, oh, this was like a real relationship. Why didn't we see any of it? But overall, I didn't care.
I didn't care either. But okay, so I have a theory about this because I refuse to believe that there really was that strong of a connection there. Not that I think Blake is a bad guy. We didn't see any moments between the two of them that seemed anywhere near any of her other relationships. So my theory is that on her date with Blake Moynes, not only did she find clarity, because she talked about how she found clarity, and she seemed really upset. And I think not only did she realize, yeah, I'm going to send him home, but I think that on that date is when she figured out that she wanted to send Riley home, and that clearly broke her. Yeah. I think her upsetness as Blake was leaving was not about Blake at all, but about that she knew she had to go inside and send Riley home. And I also wonder, and that was when it hit her, oh my God, I'm going to have to break all these people's hearts.
I think that's a very, very good analysis, and I agree with that.
Because there's no way it was about Blake Moynes.
No, it wasn't. Blake. The Riley thing really broke me, and
yeah, that was rough.
On one hand, I kind of understood why she did that before the rose ceremony, because I think she just didn't want to give him any more hope, because I think she kind of sensed how upset he would be.
That was really all I had for that part, and then it really gets into the men tell all. The only other hot take that I had was, we've been back and forth about Bennett quite a few times, but I think he kind of hit his nail in his coffin when he said, he talks about how he came back. And I think it was in an interview. And he says, I realized I was going to be written off as this Harvard D-bag. I think he only came back to save face. Mm. We've talked about how he is playing this game very well. He understands how to use the publicity and the Instagram and play the character. And his narrative, he realized his narrative was not going to be written the way that he wanted it to be. I think that's why he came back.
Yeah. But I also think, like, are we giving him too much credit in the sense that, like, just the fact that we can figure out that he is so deeply trying to craft a narrative means he's, like, not that good of crafting the narrative, because doesn't he want his narrative to be, I'm not really sure. I feel like he was trying to go for a JPJ, but, like, caricature-y, but not too caricature-y, hence why he did go back with Tayshia. Like, I think he wanted to have some sort of relationship that, like, went down in the books there. It was messy. I feel like there were, I mean, we've gone back and forth about this. I can't really tell what he wants us to think about him.
I think he wants us to think that he's a good guy.
That's fair.
I think he's fine. I think he's an okay fellow and very funny to watch on TV.
Yeah, I mean, he's a character. I'm just like, I think by the end of it, I was just so over it. I think in the beginning, it was like a funny thing, and it was so overdone. And then by the men tell all, it's just like, at some point in this show, like, the characters are fun, but at the end of the day, we've talked about this in the past, like, the vulnerability is great, and, like, actually getting to know these people and root for them is what I like, and it just went too far. Like, Bennett was, like, should have been, like, a week 4 elimination. The fact that, like, we're still in the depths talking about him, like, it doesn't matter. I don't care. You know what I mean? Right.
I don't care, but I'm not mad at him. There are some people who seem to really hate him. I absolutely don't hate him. He was funny to watch.
Mm-hmm. In general, though, for the men tell all, I hate it. I hate the women tell all. I hate the men tell all. It is so much, like, unnecessary yelling about fabricated drama that, like, doesn't even mean anything. In my opinion, it's, like, a colossal waste of time, except for the whole Yosef thing, which was wild.
That was a colossal waste of time, even more so. Because get that man off my television. I never want to see him in Paradise. Yeah. I never want to see him on TV. I don't want to see him get a brand deal. I will not even say his name.
He won't. I don't think he will.
Scum. Worst person I've ever seen on the show, worse than Juan Pablo. Absolute scum. Yeah, to sit there and say that you would hope somebody would speak to your daughter that way. You would hope somebody would speak to your daughter that way. You are disgusting.
Yeah, no, that was really bad. I do think, though, like, we're never going to see him in Paradise. Like, I really do think that
those producers, I don't trust them. Because even Chris Harrison was like, dude, like, no. So I would hope that the producers would have the sense to not subject any more women to that nonsense.
Yeah.
But as we have said time and time again, they're here for the views. So if they think it's going to make good TV, I could totally see them bringing him back. And that's why I'm like, I don't even want to talk about him, because.
That's fair.
Bleh. But if you wanted to talk about him, I understand.
No, I don't really have much else to say other than I think bringing him onto Paradise puts people in, like, a legitimately dangerous situation. He's, like, that toxic of a person.
100%.
All right, we can move on. Enough is enough.
Goodbye forever. But other than that, there wasn't really anything. It was all them just kind of yelling at each other. My big takeaway from the men tell all was, I'm not really about that color scheme that they had going on in that room.
In the background, kind of?
The emerald green and red kind of orangey thing. It just felt wrong for The Bachelor. I need to see reds and purples for this show. Green just, where's the green? I love emerald green, but it just did not feel right.
Yeah, that's not the typical palette one would expect to see. I don't know if they were trying to make it more exciting because there's literally no audience. Or I thought it was awkward too because so much of these shows is for like to get the audience to cheer for you and like get like a soundbite moment for your 10 seconds of fame. And without the audience there, it was really rough.
I did my own booze. I supplied my own booze.
Good,
because
good,
I was missing them so much. Because that's what I live for is who gets the loudest applause, who gets the boo. That's what's fun. So that I did enjoy. Yeah, for some reason, the color scheme was what I was fixated on for the first probably 10 minutes of it, which goes to show how little I cared and how boring it was.
I know. I mean, I can't even keep talking about it because I'm like, I don't care. I don't like any of those people.
It was interesting how many people were missing.
Yeah.
I wanted them to acknowledge it. Like, totally understand worldwide pandemic. You can't come back and quarantine again for 2 weeks to film it. It felt very awkward to me. All the Ed talking shit on Chasen, and Chasen's not even there to defend himself.
Yeah, but like, other than Chasen, and honestly, I thought it was pretty fucked up that they didn't acknowledge like Claire and Dale. Like, they were also put, like, it's also Claire's season, low key, kind of.
She tweeted. Did you see her tweet?
I saw that she did tweet, but I didn't see what the tweet actually was.
She tweeted something along the lines of, if they were going to talk about me, I really would have appreciated the opportunity to be there and defend myself. Her sentiment was, it's really not cool that they're spending so much time talking about me and I wasn't even invited or allowed the privilege to be there to talk.
That's incredibly fucked up, in my opinion. Like, I don't, why do they hate Claire so much? Like, you know what? She still brought in like amazing. She had a great season. It was crazy. And there was a lot of talk about it. You got what you wanted. Like, there was amazing ratings. Like, she didn't do anything. I don't get it.
And in the end, because of her honesty, they got a way better season.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if it had just been the Claire and Dale season and we had to watch this be dragged on?
No, that would be terrible. And Tayshia is such an amazing bachelorette. Like, people genuinely love watching her. And it's just like, everything worked out. I don't get it.
Claire should have been invited for sure, especially if they were going to bring What's-His-Face on. Claire should have been able to be there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he left.
I know, it's like fucked up that even What's-His-Face gets the invite and Claire does not. It's like, if anything, it should be opposite.
Exactly. All right, but moving on from the mental all. Hometowns. Woo! So tonight we sat down to watch Hometowns of the best top four we've ever seen. From the beginning, I was stressing out about how she would make a decision. And then we find out, because remember we've been saying, how are they going to do Hometowns? Mm-hmm. And they just brought all the families there, which makes sense. But also, obviously, I want to know all the details about the families quarantining. I want to know what their jobs are that allowed them to leave and go quarantine for two weeks. God. I want to know if Noah and Bennett's families had to come and quarantine, because 2 weeks is a long time.
I was wondering that too. But they did say like Ben's family, like his dad's a doctor or something. So he wasn't able to come. So I think it was very much like scraping bottom of the barrel kind of with some of these families, like not it was bottom who of the barrel, come. But like it was who could even come.
Yeah. But I want to know, like, what did they eat? Did they get room service every day? What kind of activities were they provided with? Were they allowed to use the pool? Did they all interact with each other?
Yeah.
I need to know all the details about that. So if one of them could let me know, that would be great.
Tweet at Chris Harrison, see if he's given any details.
You know what I mean? It's just such a unique situation. We've never seen that before.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, now that you say it, I agree. And I'm like, oh yeah, like that would have been cool to know. But that's something I never would have. Like, I honestly didn't even think about that until you brought it up.
I'm just nosy.
There's been a lot of quarantining around. Everyone's lonely.
And I'm watching going, wow, that kind of might have been a nice place to quarantine, especially if you could have used the lovely amenities, free vacation.
True.
You know? The other thing I just want to comment upon, why did it take me 10, 11 episodes to realize how hot it is in Palm Springs?
Yeah, I know. This was the first time that everyone was sweating.
I felt so bad for them.
I know, like, but also, like, come on, guys, turn on the AC. Like, even inside, everyone was sweating, and that was really uncalled for.
As a sweaty-faced person, sometimes the inside doesn't even help you. Once you're sweating, that's it. You're done for.
I feel like literally everyone was suffering, though. Somehow, except for, everyone except for Tayshia was profusely sweating, and Tayshia was just, like, glowing and perfect the entire time.
I wonder if that's because she has a makeup team that's constantly probably dabbing her face in between every take.
That's probably true as well.
I'm going to let myself believe that nobody could possibly sweat that little because it makes me feel better.
I think about that's myself. Fair, though.
All right, so what did you think?
Well, so my biggest takeaway going back to Zach C is that, did I mishear this or not, that Tayshia is planning to move to New York
regardless? That's what she told him.
That's what she said to him.
That's what she told him.
When that was said, at first I was like, that was even before the whole Ben thing. And I was like, ooh, wait, maybe actually.
I thought of you immediately.
Yeah. Well, because that was my whole argument for Ben was the whole California thing. And if Tayshia has, I'm kind of surprised by it. Like, I don't see Tayshia as a New York girl. And for what she has been doing in the past, it doesn't really seem like the place, which is not to say she can do something else. Like, and if she wants to live in New York, like, come live in New York, that's amazing. But I was surprised to hear that. And I wonder how true it is, or if she was just kind of like yesing him at the time, or if that's like a real thing.
I was also wondering, Zach, since when do you live in New York City? Because you have New Jersey as your hometown. And here I am thinking we're going to get a small town Jersey moment of a hometown. And he's like, no, New York City. I was like, what do you mean?
I know. Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, if you were to go on the show, where would you put your hometown?
I would use Morristown because it's at least slightly more exciting than Branchburg.
Well, okay. Two questions for you. One, where would you have them say you're from at the bottom of your name? And then second question is, where would you have your hometown? Because those can be two different answers.
I might allow Branchburg to be where I'm from just to give Branchburg a name, you know, like
we need to put it on the map.
We're in a competition.
Otherwise, that Branchburg podcast will absolutely outshine us.
So because of the competition, I would put Branchburg as my hometown, but I think I live close enough to my parents' house at this point that I could do my daytime date in Morristown, like do something cute. And then drive home to my parents' house and do the home date there. What about you?
Well, that's what I was explaining to Dan, because he was like so confused how like Zach could say he's from New Jersey and then do his hometown in New York. I'm like, well, I would say I was from New Jersey. If I was living in LA at the time, I would say I'm from New Jersey. Like, I don't think I would put LA even on my where I live thing. But maybe if I was living in New York, I'd put New York where I live, but then still do my hometown in New Jersey. Obviously, neither of those places would be good for a hometown. I didn't grow up there, and my family's not there, and that would be stupid.
Right, because you have to be at least on a normal hometown near your family.
Yeah, and I think it would be just too confusing if then I put, like, I'm from LA. New York to New Jersey, I feel like at least makes more sense. People will get it. But even if I had been living in LA for the past couple of years, I don't think I would put it. So that's my tea.
It's just so stressful. Okay, so I wrote down a few things during Zach's New York City date because I was thinking of you, obviously, immediately.
Okay.
Jackie, have you seen him in Central Park? He said he goes there all the time. So do you.
I do go there all the time. And I have not seen him yet. So no, that is my final answer.
I was kind of thinking that he was maybe lying about that because you've never seen him there.
Correct.
And in my mind, you're there every day. In my mind, your life is you are working at some point in the day, but you go and take long walks in Central Park and then you come home and you cook a steak and pour yourself a glass of red wine. And that's the life of Jackie Maroney.
That's very accurate. Especially, I literally had a steak for dinner tonight and it wasn't red wine because it got too late and I couldn't run out to the store. So I made a dirty martini instead.
Love that. For you.
But yeah, actually I was doing a lot of long walks in Central Park in the beginning of quarantine. And then
I remember,
I got to a point where I feel like I've seen literally every single crevice of that park and it got boring. So I needed to expand around the Upper East Side, Upper West Side. I'd walk downtown. I just like had to go more places, but I should get back on my park grind. It's a nice place.
Yeah. And go look out for Zach C there because apparently he goes there often. Yeah. And then how did you feel about specifically the bagels, because they looked, as a person from New Jersey, they looked disgusting. And I know they're in California, so.
I also felt that they looked disgusting, slash, I feel, did Tayshia have a blueberry bagel or blueberry cream cheese?
I think she put blueberries on the bagel, which I will now try. That sounds good.
No, I was going to say, I think that's very disgusting. And I don't even like blueberry cream cheese. I don't like blueberry bagels. I don't like fruity bagels. I do like scallion cream cheese or veggie cream cheese, but like blueberry cream cheese sounds disgusting to me.
See, I don't mind a strawberry cream cheese moment. So I feel like I could get on board with cream cheese and blueberry. Like, I feel like I could get down with that. But on a real actual bagel, not something that the bagels that they were eating didn't even have really holes in them. I was just horrified.
I
mean,
I wouldn't, good point that they're in Palm Springs. I would not expect them to be able to find a decent bagel.
With all the money that they saved on flying the entire crew out to each of their hometowns, they could have shipped in some bagels and some pizza to accurately represent. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
They saved so much money this season.
Yeah, they did.
Or not if they had to like pay for all those people to quarantine, actually. So maybe not. We'd like to see the budget, please.
I don't really have that much more to say. Like, honestly, I don't have any opinions on Brendan or Ivan's hometown dates. I thought they were fine. It's nice to see their families. I don't know. I'm is it just me or were their hometown dates boring compared to the chemistry of Zach C's and then like all the drama that went on with Ben's about, oh, I love her, I don't love her, blah, blah, blah.
What I struggled with Brendan's, it was so sweet that he invited his niece.
Obviously, oh yeah, that was a nice moment.
Obviously, he's very, very close with his niece. I mean, if you follow him on Instagram, he's always posting videos and pictures of people's, I don't know where he finds all these babies, but he's constantly with babies and right. Children. The man loves children. I was watching and I was like, of course, if I would have picked him, I would have ended up on the date with the kid. But that's where I thought maybe he shot himself in the foot a little bit, because here you had this opportunity to spend a few hours uninterrupted with Tayshia, essentially another one-on-one, and mm-hmm. you chose to invite a child along. And I think that on the one hand, that was great because she sees you as a dad and sees how good you are with her and got to bond with your family. And clearly that's a priority for you. But did he lose out on having some good chemistry kind of moments with her? Like, he wasn't going to have a fountain moment with right. his niece right. on the date with them.
Yeah, I see your point. I think, though, like, clearly, like, I think it was something that needed to happen, though, because his niece is clearly incredibly important to him. And if some people are good with kids and some people really aren't. Like, I think if I was on a date with someone and they were like, hi, here's my niece, let's play games with them, I don't know if I would truly be my best self. And they'd be like, excuse me, ma'am, I don't know if I want you to ever be the mother of my children one day. So I think if that's something that's important to you, which for Brendan, it clearly is, having that interaction and seeing how Tayshia is with his niece is important to him, you know?
No, that thought did not occur to me one bit, because I'm amazing with children. So I would have crushed it.
Yeah, you would have.
Like, put me in that situation and I'm like, I got this girl all day. We're going to have so much fun. Stick me with anybody's mom or dad, or take me on the date with Ivan and expect me to prep vegetables. No siree, Bob. I'm not eating that. I'm not cooking that.
Oh, I forgot about
stressed.
Speaking of Ivan's thing, where was it his niece that then ended up on the Zoom or something? Some other child showed up. I thought that was Stormy, Kylie Jenner's kid. It looked just like her. And I am obsessed with Stormy.
Could you imagine the crossover?
It would be so amazing. I follow so many Stormy Instagram, like fan accounts of like finding Snapchats that Kylie posts of Stormy and like compiles them into an Instagram account.
What a strange
addiction. That girl is doing big things. She is next level. Wow.
She's a baby.
She's like 3 or 4 now. So she like, she's just like very vocal. She's very smart.
Go off, Stormy. Okay. But no, that was not.
Do a deep dive into Stormy and tell me she's not like the cutest kid you've ever seen in your life. Anyway, I said
what
I said.
I'm just going to be mad at her.
I don't take it back.
I'm just like, I'm just going to be mad at her. She's just so spoiled. Like, I'm sure she's lovely, but she's also extremely spoiled. So she doesn't need any more attention. She's got enough. That's my tea.
I honestly don't know if I would crush a date with a child.
That's so funny because it didn't occur to me that.
It really depends on the child. I think for me personally, I'm not like a freaking witch. Like, I like some kids.
You're like, I'd like to just clarify.
But I don't have patience for like kids I don't really like.
And that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's okay, Erin. I am very comfortable with this fact about myself.
I don't have patience for kids I don't like either. I'm just better at hiding it because that's my job.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You just have to pretend. Anyways, moving on from the children conversation. I don't know anything else from this episode. I thought it was really a beautiful moment to see Ivan's brother come onto the show.
What was the, do we know the backstory of that? Because it was obviously a very dramatic moment, but I didn't know if there was like something we should know about him.
Well, that he was in prison.
Oh, see, yeah, I forgot. I did not get that. Okay. Important.
That was Ivan's big conversation with Tayshia. That was like a big deal in that episode because he talked a lot about his brother's experience in prison with the prison guards treating him really poorly and abusing him. And he talked about how he was like a father to his niece because mm-hmm. his niece was born when his brother was in prison. He was in prison for several years. Wow. Obviously, we saw his teardrop tattoos. So it's just, it was very interesting to see the two of them side by side because they're just so different. I would never pick them out as being related, but they have just such a diverse family, which is cool to see. And all these different experiences that they've had as a family. They're very open about it.
That's cool. I totally missed the whole backstory of that. Hence why because I literally fall asleep every single time Ivan's on the screen, but...
Ivan, leave Ivan alone.
I know. He's such a sweetie, too. I'm picking on him a lot. Like, he does not deserve this.
It's okay. I think he'll forgive you. He seems like the type that would forgive you.
Totally. All right. Should we wrap this up with a rose and thorn and call it a day?
I think we shall.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, because I haven't decided yet. Hold on. Let me think.
Okay. I have a rose, but I don't have a thorn. Can I say the rose first without saying the thorn yet?
You may. Yes, I will allow it.
Okay. Rose goes to Tayshia's teeth because, well, first off, she has amazing teeth and a beautiful smile, but specifically because I've seen this on several occasions now that Tayshia, when she is drinking wine, sometimes she's drinking like what looks like a vodka soda type thing. I see her drinking that a lot, but sometimes she's obviously drinking wine. It's more often than not red wine, which I think is such a bold choice for television. Like, I love red wine, but I don't think I would choose red wine if I knew I was going to be on TV. And she drinks red wine on TV and her teeth are still perfectly white. So, wow.
Great observation.
Rose goes out to you. TT, Tayshia's teeth.
Tayshia's teeth. I love that. Have you thought of a thorn or you still have to think of one?
No, I still need to think of one.
Okay, I have to think of a thorn too. But my rose, I actually am going to be giving... Okay, you know what? I'm just going to be giving one rose. I wanted to give a rose to Antonia, Ben's family friend, because I really liked her. I loved her energy. I loved the way that she spoke to him, but obviously that didn't work out well. And I'm too heartbroken to give her the rose now. So instead my rose will be going to whoever on the production staff had to run around and make all the props for this episode. As former theater kids, we know the life of rushing around to make set pieces. I can picture them building that taxi. Like, I can imagine the paint and that I just can see myself there. So shout out to those people who made all those props.
That's a really good one. I like that. And was thinking the same thing, obviously, as a theater gal. We didn't really say this, but I really think given the circumstances, they made hometowns like kind of cute.
Oh, definitely. I kind of
like they were all very specific and thoughtful. Yeah.
I liked it. I didn't have a problem with it at all.
Yeah, it was fun. Okay. And then my thorn is going to Ben's producer because it is so obvious to us, the viewer, that he has said several times that he does love Tayshia. Clearly, the reason why he was sent home was due to a miscommunication between him and Tayshia and the fact that he's clearly like sitting in a room for hours upon hours talking to his producer for these interviews, saying that he literally loves her. And for the producer to not put him in a position where he can say that, I think is like pretty fucked up.
I would like to piggyback off of your thorn and give my thorn to whoever hurt Ben.
Aww,
whatever evil woman broke that man, you get my thorn. Because
yeah, it was like eerie to see how little emotion he was showing, knowing he cares so much. I was like, I did not know that people really could bury it in like that. Like, wow.
So
realization for me.
I was looking on, yes. So watching that, it's like we watched his walls just go like build back up. But then as I was looking through Twitter, some people were actually coming at Tayshia for being upset that he didn't show any emotion, which I think is wrong because I think it's perfectly valid of her to want him to show emotion because they're saying that it's a trauma response. It's like a freeze trauma response. It's disassociation. That's his trauma response, which is totally valid and fine, but it's also totally invalid and fine that Tayshia, who said to him, I'm falling in love with you, is upset that his reaction to being broken up with is, I'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, both of those things can be true. It can be a trauma response, and Tayshia can also be hurt that is his trauma response. Like, you know, you're getting into a relationship with an entire person, and like, everyone has their shit and the way they react in certain situations. Right. And if you're learning that under intense emotional situations, this person puts their walls back up, that's going to bring a lot of challenges in the future.
Yes. And I think she has every right to say, you know, I can't take on being this man's therapist for the rest of my life. He can't quite do it on his own. I can't keep doing it for him, but it is truly heartbreaking just to watch, because I just wonder so much about Ben and his life and being an Army veteran and how that has impacted him. And his sister alluded to him having relationships that have hurt him before, hence my thorn. So I just feel like there's so much to Ben. I'd read his book. Give him his own show. Give Ben a show. There's so much there that we need to learn about Ben. Give him a show.
See, it's so funny because, like, I like Ben, but I feel like some people feel so deeply about Ben, and I don't feel as strongly about him. Like, I don't know.
I just think it's just been so amazing to watch this, what you would expect would be this very stereotypical jock army guy, be so sensitive and vulnerable and open about how broken he is and how broken he's been and how he's working on himself. I mean, we don't hear men really do that. And we especially don't hear men with Ben's background and Ben's look and body type and overall demeanor do that. So I feel like that's the phenomena that we're seeing right now. People are like, oh my goodness, is this even possible?
Yeah. And to be so vulnerable in some ways and so absolutely not vulnerable in others is very fascinating as well.
He's showing really the human experience of how difficult it is to truly be vulnerable. You can tell your story, and that is a really hard thing to do, and still not be totally okay with your story. And it's so much more complicated and harder than it seems. I don't know. I just think he's been such an interesting person to watch. And he was not my favorite from the beginning by far. Like, I liked him just fine. I just feel like over the last couple episodes, I've really kind of, I'm fascinated by him. And I think he's going to not rise to Tyler C status. I don't think we'll see that ever again in our lives, but
no, Tyler C is one of a kind.
I do think that Ben is going to be one that is talked about for a very long time.
Yeah. I hope he grows. I hope we see him in paradise and maybe he can finally open himself up and actually find a relationship, because he is in so many other ways an amazing guy and would make a girl very happy and like could be a great boyfriend. He like I wrote in my notes, he just needs to do the more work, clearly.
Absolutely.
Alrighty. Well,
what a journey it's been.
It has been quite the journey. It has been several hours of
only one episode consumed. For you and me left. Only one pod left.
I know. I was thinking that.
When we meet again, we will know who Tayshia ends up with.
Well, I already know, and it's Zaxi. Just kidding. Well, I feel like I do. Like, I didn't read any spoilers, guys, but that's just truly in my heart of hearts what I believe. You can choose to listen to me or not choose to listen to me, because my track record is a little shaky.
Well, it used to not be, but now it is.
Yeah. Oh. But yeah. Well, so what? One day more. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This has been really fun, and I feel like we had a good stride with our pod this season. I feel like we really came leaps and bounds in our, I don't know, like rapport. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in every single week. I don't know. Do you have anything else to say? I'm like, should I say, I don't know.
No, we can say happy holidays next week. Well, happy Hanukkah, actually, because that's already started.
Amazing.
Happy Hanukkah. That's my message.
Yay. All right. So follow us on Instagram at Bachelor Blah. Follow me at Jackie Maroney _. We'll see you guys next week for the grand finale. And bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.